I used to have patience. If you've got a new baby, you may sometimes think, good heavens, I used to be able to handle things well. These days, all it takes to upset me is running out of bread or forgetting where I put my car keys. What happened to my patience? And what do I do about it? What's the matter with me? The short answer is, there's nothing wrong with you. You'll regain your emotional balance, but give yourself some slack here. Adjusting to having a new child, a second child, or a third child is a huge job. You're not supposed to be able to make this transition easily. Having a baby isn't like shifting gears in a car. In a car, you come to a steep hill, you need some extra power, so you downshift, and the car moves smoothly up the hill. That extra gear is there, it's been built in, and you've been taught to use it. It's pretty simple. But no matter how many books you've read about infants or how many relatives you have helping and advising you, the transition after having a baby is born is far more taxing than simply shifting gears. It's more like rebuilding the whole engine piece by piece. Let me explain a little more about why it's so. Having a child, even if you've had one before, means that you're rebuilding your whole emotional life. You had built relationships with family, with friends, with coworkers, and with your children, other children, before the baby arrived. Now you have a new and very compelling relationship to build, and babies call forth our strongest feelings. When life's going reasonably well, we attach to a new baby with a shockingly strong love and the desire to protect him or her. Suddenly, our antennae are sensitive, very sensitive, day and night, sleeping and awake, to how the baby is and what she needs from us. It's a new relationship, and it breaks new ground in your emotional life. It makes you reassess the importance of every other relationship that you have. You have new thoughts about the importance of every single other activity you normally care about, and you have a whole new person to get to know. This process takes weeks, months, years. In a sense, you're in for a good 20 years of retooling over and over again. However long this first intense period takes, the result is that your priorities and your life are rethought and rebuilt, with baby now built into your heart and your mind. This takes time. This takes energy. And this presents challenges. A mind that can meet a new challenge is a mind that's got some reserve power. It's not working at full tilt every minute of every day. Patience comes from that part of your mind that's coasting along, confident, idle, unworried. When a sudden challenge appears, that reserve mind power is ready to step up. The fact that it takes so much of your attention to feed and clothe and love and nurture a new baby, and the fact that you're waking up many times every night, means that most of your reserve power is called up when a baby is born. It's not surprising that little things will unnerve you. For the time being, your baby has soaked up just about all the emotional energy you've got. You see, your mind uses your prefrontal cortex, that's in the front forehead part of your brain, to reason things through, to plan, to come up with best solutions you can find to problems, big and small. In a different part of your brain, your mind stores memories of everything that has ever happened to you. Some of these memories fade from conscious thought because they're unremarkable, they're pretty ordinary. Other memories fade from conscious thought because those memories are mixed with strong feelings, and you had to let those memories sink back into your unconscious memory in order to have the attention to learn well and grow well. Having a baby jostles a parent's emotional life enough that for many of us, sadness or anger or loneliness or worry get pried out of memory's storehouse. Our emotional memories dish up feelings like sadness and frustration at the drop of a hat, and our minds don't recognize these feelings as memories. They feel like the appropriate response to the present situation. For instance, a mother can have a perfectly healthy baby, but feel consumed with fear that the baby isn't well. She might become so worried that she doesn't enjoy her baby and spends lots of time worrying about every single thing she does. If you gently ask that mother about what things were like for her as an infant and as a young child, you might find that she was quite ill as a child, or that someone close to her was, and that her family went through a long crisis around illness. Looking at her baby calls forth feelings from long ago that she has never really thought about. but those feelings have come back to paint her relationship with her baby with worry. Or a loving, hardworking father starts losing sleep and then becomes angry easily. He worries that he'll fail in his family obligations. The lack of sleep and the worry make him tense at work, and he indeed gets reprimanded, and that heightens his fear. If you listen to him talk about how it is for him to be a new father and look for an opening to ask him about his childhood, you might find that his own father left him at a young age, starting a long period of struggle and sadness. He's fine, he's smart, he's caring, but looking at his baby every day has called up a powerful mixture of feelings that any child would have after his father has left. These feelings are now easily activated. They don't feel like a memory. They operate as though there's no other way to feel about having a new baby. So we lose our patience more easily after the birth of a child for lots of reasons. We're learning a new person. We're learning a new job. We're not really trained to do that job. There are lots of things we don't know every day. And there's not enough help for new parents. And babies have this effect of reaching deep into our emotional minds and re-stimulating or kicking up feelings from long ago. We love them with all our hearts. And as we do that, as we pull out all that love and all that energy and send it toward them, we lose the power to keep those long-stored emotional memories in the deep freeze. Feelings come leaping forward that are new and intense and challenging, and that feel like they belong in the present moment, although they come from the past. It's not our fault. This has happened to every single generation of parents the same way it's happening to you. But the older generations didn't talk about it much. They endured, they tried to cope, they got angry, they succeeded where they could, they failed when they couldn't, but no one was really listening to them. No one was asking them, what's going on for you on the inside? How is it to be a mother, a father? How does it feel? What are you thinking about? What are you feeling every day? So they got through it as best they could, all by themselves. However, there are simple but powerful ways to see to it that you can increase your patience and your peace of mind. What we like to teach parents to do is to start a listening partnership with another parent. It's really a great way to build your patience up again. You can't really pour out love and tolerance towards a baby or young children without refueling. And a listening partner is a person who agrees to respect you and listen to whatever's on your mind without trying to tell you what to do. You'll feel relieved and restored after a listening partnership time. We hope you'll listen to the podcasts Build Support for Yourself, Ideas for Mothers, or Building Support for Yourself, Ideas for Fathers, to learn more about setting up this kind of patience refueling system for yourself. In the meantime, go easy on yourself. It's a hard job you're doing. It's a very important job you're doing. And the moments that don't go so well will be followed by moments that do go well, as long as you find people you can talk to now and then. Thank you very much for listening, and thanks for all your efforts to do well by your children.